Hello, my lovelies. Welcome to the Sacred AF podcast. I'm your host, Kristen Lena. Now let's have some radically honest conversations about being a rule-breaking, system-disrupting, sacred-as-fuck woman.
Hello, lovelies. So I have to preface this. This is the first interview that I'm recording with my beautiful, dear, badass friend, who I will introduce you to in a moment. But it's the first interview that I'm recording as Sacred AF, Sacred as Fuck. And you will already have known by listening to a couple of the other earlier episodes that I started out this podcast naming it The Bitch, The Slut, and The Princess. And I interviewed, I don't know, seven women around that kind of theme and that title. And what came through was that was going to be a limited conversation. And what really was the conversation that was wanting to come through was the sacredness of women in all their iterations, from the pious to the irreverent, from the bold and the audacious to the quiet and the soft. And my guest today, we're just going to have so much fun because I love her. So let me just get to it, because she's my first sacred as fuck guest, and you get to know who she is and why she is brilliant. Abigail Rebecca is a visibility coach, stylist, and speaker, and she's also the founder of Illuminated Leaders. So in her work, what she does is empower visionary entrepreneurial women to be highly visible in the Aquarian age. If you don't know what that is, you do know what that is because you're listening to this fucking podcast. So I'm going to leave it at that. And if it needs to come up later, it will. I'm just going to keep reading because it's remarkable. She believes that women are the natural leaders in this new world. So do I. And we must be seen in order to make an impact and fulfill our higher purpose. So do I. However, she says, we're often held back because we feel different and not good enough. Exactly what we're talking about. We doubt our natural talent and worry about being judged or criticized. She created the Illuminate Method, which is based on her experience of leading, coaching, and developing women at the upper level for over 25 years. It's designed to empower you to be more confident and highly visible in your business to lead a happier, healthier, wealthier life. Abigail, Rebecca, Abby, welcome to Sacred as Fuck.
Hi. I feel very privileged that I'm part of this new movement. Well, like an extension, a continuation. Yes. Of it.
Yeah. And when I invited you, I invited you as the bitch, the slut, and the princess.
Mm, well, like, you know, I was like, well, I'm all three of those.
Waiting for that. check. Which is why you were a hell yes. I know that. And also the core of what this is the sacredness of all parts, good, bad, ugly, indifferent of women. So yes. We get to have just a brilliant conversation today. And I know that you just recently changed the wording and the essence of your bio and the work that you do. So just say a little bit more about that. Like, what instigated the rewrite?
I guess probably the best way to describe it is that I haven't actually changed the work that I do, but I've changed the way that I describe it. And I think for the first time ever in my life, I am fully showing up as me, 100% me. No apologies, no trying to hold back. I am absolutely over trying to be like trying to fit in to a certain type or trying to be something that people expect me to be. I put a post actually on Facebook the other day saying I'm just surrendering to the fact that I'm just trying to be one of the cool girls and just like I'm me, I'm weird, I'm different, and I'm not going to cover that up anymore to try and fit in. And I realized that, no, obviously this is what I teach. Of course it is. So we teach what we most need to learn. And I also realized that by me holding back, keeping back something, I believe that I have been blocking all the abundance, like the 100% abundance that is waiting to come into my life. I've censored myself. So therefore, I'm censoring the flow. I'm blocking the flow. Mm-hmm. And it just feels so amazing. It feels so liberating. So I just wanted to tweak my bio really to reflect that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you said something, you know, you're blocking the flow when you're not coming out of the freak, weirdo, spiritual, woo-woo, complete Abby closet. Like, here's who I am. Here's all of me. And it's one of the most courageous things we can do. But you're not only blocking the flow, because this is what came through when you said that. You're not only blocking the flow back to you, but you're blocking it for other women. Like, I got real clear that, you know, some people, I've been having conversations with people in my life about, well, isn't it selfish for me to want all these things? And aren't I taking away from other people? And I'm like, gosh, you know, the conditioning is so fucking deep. The lack, the scarcity, the not enoughness. You talk about it in your bio, the not good enough, the imperfections. And that is part of our conditioning. That is part of patriarchal conditioning, that we get to stay in our lane. We get to stay in our pen. This is where it's safe. This is what you can. Here's where you can express yourself. And so I had this kind of realization in a group retreat that I was in this past weekend, where I was the subject of some really deep spiritual healing work. And for a moment, I was like, am I being like a hog here? Like, am I being selfish, raising my hand saying, I'll go. And in an instant, I knew that that wasn't the case, but that was my conditioning. My conditioning is to say, sit down, young lady, sit down, young lady, keep quiet. When it's your turn, someone will call on you. And I have done just like you. I have done so much work to decondition myself from those just fucked up archaic belief systems. And so, and I know that when I do the work, when I go first, when I lead, even in the face of the self-doubt that's going to creep up, I light the way for other women. I just light the way. And so that's what I see, the deepening of you in the essence of the work that you do, the depth of the work that you do, because I know you. I know what you do. I know the magic that you bring. That is the ripple effect that you get to see, is the abundance that gets rippled out to the women you work with, to the women who follow you, the women who listen to this. So I just want to acknowledge you, because it's a courageous act to come out of whatever closet you've been in, spiritual closet, freak closet, fucking weirdo closet, pious, but I swear I'm a sailor, I'm a bitch, I'm a slut, and I'm a princess, right? It's like, this is the conversation that we get to have.
Yeah, all of that. And I think adding to that as well, if you think about traditionally the way that business has always been built in the past, in a patriarchal society, hierarchical way, you know, traditionally run by men, normally white, with suits and similar haircuts, and they all look the same.
Sorry, the visual that just came through was, or no hair. I mean,
or no hair.
Comb over, whatever.
Comb over. Those businesses traditionally were built on, we build something and we take it away from, somebody has to be like the one that suffers. We are taking it off someone. And what I love about our community and this whole movement and building business in the new paradigm, in the age of Aquarius, the new world, however you want to describe it, it's about building business where we all win. We all have a piece of it. We all have the abundance. We all have the wealth. We all have the happiness. There is enough to go around. So this worry about if I take, like, it's taken because it's taking off somebody else. No, like, that doesn't exist anymore. It's all shared. And everyone has the right to be happy, healthy, wealthy, full stop, regardless of whether they're a sailor, they're a princess, they're a slut, they're a, I don't know what else, queen.
What else could there be?
Whatever.
There's so many things. Mm. So let's talk a little bit about your background. I know you were in corporate for a really long time, selling your soul to the fucking devil. Those are my words. It's not in your bio, but that's under my words, because I know that. And I was listening to a Wayne Dyer podcast about when we don't listen to that soul, the soul whispers that are coming through, like, isn't there more than this? Like, aren't I supposed to be making an impact? Or I feel unfulfilled. Like, those whispers, when we shove those away, and that is what I believe we've been doing for a really, really long time. When we do that, we die a little bit inside. You know, we die a little bit inside. So Those are all, that's my story about what corporate America is. But what was your experience in corporate America? I'm sorry, you're not in America. Corporate UK.
No, it's the same thing. No, I do love that term, actually, corporate. I love the fact that we say like corporate and you guys go corporate America. I'm like, yeah, come on, you own it, bitch. Well, my conditioning was ran very, very deep because I was actually brought up as a Jehovah's Witness. Even though my parents loved me very, very much and had the best intentions for me, I was very much raised in a patriarchal world. Those men that we were talking about, they're the men that ran the show. Women didn't have a voice. So I was raised really in essence to be a housewife and a mother. And there is nothing wrong with that. Amazing roles that we are, that many of us are blessed to have as women, but there was no other option. Like literally, I was not encouraged to do anything else. And I really felt like I just didn't fit in. They tried to rein me in. They could see that I was different. I stood out. They tried very unsuccessfully to rein me in. And at school, again, I stood out. So I just didn't feel like I fit in anywhere. And at school, I really tried to fit in. So I tried to be act like a popular girl so I could be one of the in crowd. When I was 16, I'd had enough. I couldn't deal with it anymore. I left. I trained to be a chef. I trained to be a nanny, went and lived in the States. And then when I was in America, I really caught the travel bug and then went traveling for the next 10 years, really trying to find myself again, kind of slipping into a role that people would find me acceptable. So this time the role was the party girl, the good time girl. And it just didn't feel like an act anymore. It just felt like I'd morphed into this character. But still, I didn't feel that I fit in. And then guess what? Of course, the whole, you know, it was a continuous circle. It was a pattern. So I came back from working overseas and went and worked in corporate, worked my way up very, very quickly to be a senior leader. I was good at my job. And again, just trying to fit in, trying to conform, this time taking on real male leadership attributes, because we all freaking do it. Let's not beat around the bush. Most women who work in corporate will not express their divine feminine leadership style because it's seen as soft and
weak
and all of that. So of course we have to act like men so that we keep our jobs and, you know, we're respected. So it was just this real continuous cycle. And then when I left corporate and set up my own business, it just continued. It really did. And I just felt like I was really suffocating, stuck, stagnant. I was playing the comparison game. And it was only when I really started to look at other ways, like how can I, you know, fully express myself? How can I be me? How can I overcome all these blocks that were really holding me back? Being afraid to show the real me because the real me might not be accepted. You know, it's very easy to put on a mask because if you are then rejected, then people aren't actually rejecting me. They're rejecting my persona. And of course, the work continues because as I've just mentioned, the same as you on your retreat this weekend, you know, I was on an immersive event a couple of weeks ago and it was like an epiphany, you know, it was like, what am I doing? Like, what am I really creating? And how am I coming across? Am I really relatable? You know, I've always had this idea of perfection. I have to, you know, I've always presented on stages and presented to camera and I'm really good at it. But I looked at myself really critically the other week and I watched a video of a Facebook Live of myself, and I have to say that it was perfect, but it was too perfect. And I just thought, it's not me. It's just like some girl, you know, with a light ring on talking to camera. And I was like, I'm not actually being relatable or personable. And, you know, when people come and work with me, it's a completely different experience. Mm. It's like we laugh and we cry and it's so human. And it just didn't feel like that when I was watching myself on video. So I just think it's a continuous process that we're all going on, like peeling back the layers, peeling back the onion skin and just, you know, really like stopping the fear of showing up as oneself and just going out there and just doing the things that really, that if we allowed ourselves to do, would attract everything in that we wanted to attract in.
Okay, so tell me some of your freaky deek qualities are. This is a testing ground for you. This is a way for you to really just whoosha, open up that closet, show us your freak, show us your, what's in there?
I suppose if you were to put it on a scale of freakiness, it might not be that freaky.
Freak flag, weirdo, spiritual.
You know, I guess if you compare it to me being a corporate leader and very often being in the face of people that I've worked in corporate with, it, you know, if you were to compare it on that scale, well, it's not really freaky, but I love Kundalini yoga. I absolutely love it. And I never really used to kind of like express it or talk about it. I used to refer to it, but I always used to feel a little bit afraid about like going and demonstrating it because I just thought that people might think it's a bit weird or, you know, I was a bit too spiritual or whatever.
So what's the essence of Kundalini yoga? What is it about it?
Kundalini really is, you know what I really love about Kundalini is that it was a yoga practice that was really kind of reserved for the kings and the holy men and women, actually, because it's Sikh. And, you know, the reason why Sikhs wear turbans, oh, forgive me if there's any Sikhs listening, I've got this completely wrong, but I think I'm right. One of the reasons why Sikhs wear turbans is to show equality between men and women. Men and women wear turbans. So women are really respected within that culture. So anyway, the Kundalini practice reserved for those people because it was all about wealth and richness and abundance. So I love the fact that it mixes the spirituality with the wealth. And even though I do teach like wealth creation and abundance and prosperity, there is still a certain part of me that still has like this Britishness with it. And I know that it's within us, all of us, about, oh, talking about money, but oh my God, the British.
It's like it's so taboo.
Oh, you do not. No. It's very, very vulgar. We do not talk about money. Nobody knows who anybody. I don't even know how much my father used to earn. He would never have spoken about it. So I think that that's coming out now. And I don't know, just like little things, like I guess like really expressing the way through my dress. You know, I've started to become a bit more flamboyant, I guess, in the way that I dress and dressing in more color. I don't think anything really that I do is like major, major freakiness, but in comparison. And then I think that, you know, that's within us, all of us. My mum died like 3 years ago. My dad died 7 years ago, but I would say that I've got the best connection with them now. They're with me. My mum's been with me a lot. I think I'm about to go through the menopause. I think that that's happening, and I've been getting really, really upset because my mum's not here physically with me, you know, like just to ask her the questions about what happened with her so that it's relatable for me and that I can expect it. But I feel her. And again, you know, there's certain people that I would perhaps hold back from sharing that with because I think, oh, they think I'm a bit weird. Or I guess what I've decided to do is just show all parts of me, my humor. You know, again, that's something that I held back in corporate. You know, I used to try and just have a laugh in meetings and I was always given a dirty look. You know, I'd make like a little flippant remark. It's like, oh, here she is. She's not taking it seriously. That's why you'll never be on the board, Abigail. You'll never be on the board with an attitude like that. Well, fuck it.
Fuck like, your board.
You know, life is not serious. It's all freaking made up anyway. We're all living in the Matrix. It's all an illusion. We might as well just have a laugh. So, you know, like I think that I've dropped the professional facade and
the seriousness of it. The rigidity of it. I get it.
Yeah.
All right. So when I say freak flag, I'm like, what's in the closet? Like your spirituality. And I get it because as an entrepreneur, there is this thing like, what are people going to think? And am I going to piss people off? And I think the older I get, the more in the I don't give a fuck what people think. And I think that's a really healthy place to come from simply because that's what we're all doing. We're all walking around putting our best face forward, our most acceptable, our please don't judge me. I mean, inherently, that's just what we do. And again, we were talking about this before we hit record. When we cut off even the tiniest parts of ourselves, But mostly when we cut off the parts of ourselves that are like, this really is who I am. Like, I really believe that. Like, I pointed out that those lights came on because I was like, that's divine fucking intervention. Like, that's your mom. As you were talking, you started talking about your mom and that your lights came on. And I was like, I believe in that shit. I believe in all of it. I believe anything is possible. I believe anything is possible. And when we don't allow ourselves to have that kind of a canvas for life, we are painting with three colors instead of infinite colors, right? So we're cutting ourselves off. We're cutting off our own power. And as you were talking about, you know, your parents have passed and that you feel closer to them, I'm like, my dad is with me more than he ever was when he was alive. He's literally here with me all the time and I feel him. And as someone who is an online presence, you have an online business and you're out there and you're speaking and you're putting it all out there. Where is that piece of your spirituality, your beliefs about spirit and divinity and what's sacred and the things that we can't see? Where do you feel like that gets to be blown open? That people actually, you know, you bring that to your business and you bring that to like, what's that next level for you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's fully expressed in, I do not at the moment, because as we're recording this, we're still in lockdown in the UK and probably won't be traveling for a while, but hopefully in the future, there'll be more in-person retreats. And that is fully expressed in those retreats. So that really gives a space for me and the beautiful women that come and play in those spaces to be able to explore. And for them also to have permission to be able to open that within themselves as well. Because I do attract a lot of, we very often attract ourselves, don't we, at different stages within our journeys. So I do attract a lot of women into my community that have been in corporate and are very much on a spiritual journey as we all are. And they might be at a different stage to where I am. I also attract women at the different other side of the spectrum. They're well and truly playing in that 5D world. Oh, and super. I'm bringing them into the 3D. So it's almost like I'm kind of like, you know, relatable to both sides and able to kind of bring them in and play in either energy or both energy. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel our businesses are like breathing, growing entities, aren't they? So I'm sure that things will start to evolve and grow. My big vision and what I really want to create next and something that's been in the pipeline for so long is I really want to create a festival. I want to create a festival for entrepreneurial women to come together and play and dance and explore and learn and sing and connect and collaborate in beautiful spaces. I want to create a gorgeous space in the woods, you know, with fairy lights and bell tents and fires, and bring the most incredible speakers on stages barefoot to share their knowledge. And I just, what I really love to do is I love to bring women together. And I know that I'm really good at, I'm almost like a matchmaker for entrepreneur women. Like, they come into a space for what they think is their own personal development. And of course it is, but there's always something bigger, you know, like, ah, oh, that's my next business partner. That's my next client. That's someone who's going to finance my next venture. So I'm really excited about that, about creating that. And I also want to create a clothing line as well. I want to create a clothing line for the modern entrepreneurial Aquarian woman who is in that boss power, but that boss spiritual power.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So this for me is tapping into your superpower. So it is that, you know, you had a foot planted in this corporate world and you got a lot of great stuff from that. You know, you just did. And now it's like, I'm going to bring my spirituality. I'm going to bring essence. I'm going to bring the divine feminine in, because you see what didn't work in that realm. I mean, we see it when we experience it. You experienced it for 20 plus years and you experience the pieces of yourself that don't get to come to the conference room. You experience the pieces of yourself that get the hand slapped when you bring a little humor and levity. And this is what women are brilliant at. And these little micro, I want to call them like it's like micro conditioning. Like I can see it like a grid. I can see it like, and it's instant, the conditioning. It's just instant. Well, I shouldn't do that. How many times in a day do women think should, shouldn't? Should, shouldn't. That's a conditioned, you know, it's a conditioned word. Who says you should or you shouldn't? But I love what you just said is like, I don't know if you know this, but you kind of got into this, like you started to move and grind up a little bit because Abby and I are on video with each other. So we can see each other. I love this woman. I want to like crawl through the camera and just squeeze you and kiss you. Even in COVID, I would kiss you.
Yeah, me too.
And I could see it and feel it and sense it because that corporate experience, you got a taste of some things that worked, but a lot of things that didn't. And now here you are, Abby, as this is the way business gets to be built, nurtured, co-created. And that's fucking magic. Like I saw that visual of this festival out in the forest with the freaking fairy lights and the tents and fires and women dancing. And like, that's where we have that, like, that's where our brilliance is. In yeah. those soft places, in those places where we're moving, the places where we're speaking and singing and dancing and communing with the elements and nature. Like those are the things that get to come in to the age of Aquarius, right? So let's just talk about age of Aquarius because I have like freaking goosebumps right now because this is the essence of Sacred as Fuck. The essence of Sacred as Fuck podcast is taking the badass bitch and the spiritual divine goddess. And she is one, so she gets to merge and come and play full out in every aspect of her life. So Age of Aquarius, you and I have talked about this on other interviews because this is not the first time we've done this jam because we love each other. For those of you, like, what do you see as next? Because you just started to speak to it. Like if you had a magic wand and you could create how the world worked, what would it look like? And you can do this from business perspective because this is your realm.
Yeah. Well, I guess one of the reasons that I work with the women that come and work with me learn many things, but the way that I attract them in and what I really speak to is visibility. So it's confidence and visibility, because obviously if you've got a message to share with the world, there's so many things that can hold us back from sharing that message. I'm not good enough. I doubting our skills and abilities, being worried about judged, being worried about criticized. And we've spoken about this before, you know, that it comes from deep rooted conditioning, generational scars, pass from, you know, mother to mother to mother, mother to daughter, mother to daughter. So for me, what I'm so passionate about is really helping women be highly visible so they can stand up and be the leaders that we need in this new world. So women are being handed the power. We are being handed over the power by conscious men. And the men who are unable to hand over the power at the moment are in their death throes, kicking and screaming. And we all know who they are, right? So we can spot them a mile off all over the world. What I love about the Age of Aquarius is that, first of all, you know, women, we've always been really good at doing many, many different things, wearing many different hats. It's our natural talents, it's our natural abilities. We are multifaceted. So if I look at my entrepreneurial journey before this, I left corporate, I trained to be a personal stylist. Then I was like, I'm a presentation coach. I couldn't be a personal stylist and a presentation coach. I was one or the other. So I was like, oh, I'll be a presentation coach. Then I left to help women leave corporate. Then I did this, then I did that. And I've transitioned quite a lot. And I think one of the things that I'm really owning now is that I can be everything. I've only just personal stylist back into my title because I was like, well, it confused everyone. Well, no, it won't. Like, it's just one of the things that I do. And it's all to do with being visible anyway. So Aquarian leadership, it is about men and women coming together, but really women sort of leading the way because of our natural leadership qualities. It's playing in a world where there are no secrets. Everything is shared. There is nowhere to hide. We can't be visible anymore. Everything that we do could potentially show up. You know, if we decided that we were going to kick off somewhere, if we were going to like get angry potentially somebody could be filming it and it would be straight onto social media. Like, there is nowhere to hide. So actually, it's important for us to embrace every part of ourselves and to be totally blissed out and happy, so that that is like we are operating from that natural state. And there's so many shifts and so many changes in this world. I'm just really excited to be a part of that. And anything that I can bring to the table, I will do. You know, like I said, like you've pointed out, you know, I've got many things that I've brought from corporate. I could see what was working in corporate, not working in corporate. Then I've kind of dabbled in the spiritual world. And again, I can see what's working and what's not working in there. And just bringing the two together is, it's just a real honor to be able to just explore that and to experience it myself and to allow other women to experience it. And that's why I love retreats. That's why I love festivals, because wealth and abundance is an experience. It has to be experienced. Even if you're not actually quite there yet, you are. You are there. So just start being it.
It's such an energy. Abundance is such an energy. There's an energy of abundance. And, you know, this whole age of Aquarius, for me, that's what it feels like, right? The age of Aquarius is this leveling out of the playing field, because information is available to all.
Yeah.
Information is available to all. So there isn't a someone out there at the top who has the information that the rest of us don't have, which is what I love about that. And that is abundant. Information for everyone. That's abundance. And I don't know why this has been coming through for me just in the last few days. Talk about beauty. So as someone who is really committed to women being fully self-expressed, the term fully self-expressed, the term self-expression for me means all of me gets to show up, all of me. And as I've been going through looking for people to interview for this podcast and diving into this, like, what does this look like? The phrase has just been coming in of about beauty, and beauty from the standpoint, not beauty for beauty's sake, but beauty from the standpoint as a self-expression. So as an expression of our divinity, our divine gifts, our femininity, our sacred masculinity, all of that. So all of the ways that we get to show up. When you say I'm a stylist, and I have commented on multiple outfits that you have worn on some of your social media, Facebook or social media lives or posts. And I'm like, where did you get that sweater? And like, it's fantastic, because clothing is a self-expression, is it not? As is beauty, as is how we claim our own beauty. And as a woman, for me, I just want to talk about this kind of like our appearance. So you talk about visibility, you talk about confidence, you talk about the styling. So it's kind of like, how are we showing up in the world, and not for other people, but how are we showing up in the world so that it's an expression of our own, the claiming of our own reverence, the claiming of our own divinity, our own sacredness? Like, what is it about styling and beauty? And you've put a picture up the other day, you did a Facebook Live, or put a picture up of yourself in this mirror. I was like, where the, get me a picture of that fucking mirror. I don't even know what it's made of, but it's gorgeous. It's this, I'm attracted to beauty. I'm attracted to it. I'm attracted to these beautiful things where I never had been before. It was almost like that made me shallow. Like, this is my conditioning, right? So can you speak to this whole thing about showing up, being beautiful? And I mean beauty, like the inner essence. I think of this like adornment, like how a queen would be adorned. Do you know her beautiful garb and her beautiful jewels and her beautiful like face paint or makeup? So I wanted to bring that up because it's been coming through for me so strong. Give me your take on this.
Yeah, it's a great subject. So for me, Aquarian leadership is about us being our most abundant, empowered, aligned, and blissful selves. And for me, clothing, accessories, like what I wear, how I adorn my body, is me being fully expressed. It's a physical manifestation of how I'm feeling inside. And it doesn't, it's not about whether I've got eyelash extensions on or whether I've painted my nails or not. It's how I want to show up in that energy. And we recognize this every day. You know, if we're feeling a bit shitty, it's not a great day, guests will show up like that. If we're feeling really amazing and happy and, you know, we feel good, we're going to show up like that. So I truly believe that expressing ourselves through our clothes is the biggest expression of self-love. It's honoring ourselves. It's like, hey, hello, like, come on. Like, and it's also making a statement. Like, I love a statement. I love a statement t-shirt. I love it. I just love expressing my opinions to the world on a t-shirt, on my tits. I just, it's amazing. And I love to see how, I really love to watch how really empowered self-expressed women show up. And I love to see their style. What statements are they making? Like, for me, style is a language. It's a language in itself. So I don't think that it's being full of self-importance, right, shallow, superficial. None of that. I'm sorry. That's coming from a place of scarcity. You know, come over here into the world of abundance and, you know, put your statement jewelry on and come on, let's have a conversation. I love it. I love it. And also what I love about it is that it's play. It's like as a little girl going and or a little boy going into a dressing up box and putting on your clothes and adorning yourself and prancing around, and it's just part of the experience of life. We were given colors, we were given textures of material to experience it, and it's pure, raw pleasure. So we must experience it.
And I feel like this has been coming through for me for the last couple of days because I knew we were going to talk, meaning this was something that was wanting to be talked about because this is reverence. And I never took it that way, Abby. For me, it was like, I don't care. I can show up in a t-shirt or I can show up in a freaking prom dress and I'm still me. And at the same time, when I actually started investing in clothes that were, oh my gosh, that's so cute. And when I put it on, I'm like, oh, sit up a little taller, feel a little bit more true. Feel a little bit more authentic, feel a little bit more sacred. This really is when you said it, like you, I'm seeing your fucking clothing line, just FYI. Like I am seeing it because this is how I work. Like I see this shit. It's there. It is. I see the online world, people like you and I, this online coaching, speaking, influencer world, just this is part of that self-expression. It's so part of it. And I never saw it before just recently. Really, just recently.
That's great.
Yeah.
Really exciting.
All right. I want to talk about your free gift.
Okay.
I always bring people in who I would love for you to connect with and find out more about their work and the work that they do. And Abby has a free gift around unlocking the value and potential inside of you and fulfilling your higher purpose as a leader in the Aquarian age. So what is your free gift?
Yeah, so it's an ebook that I've created. And before I was talking about experiences, I think that, you know, wealth, abundance, success, joy must be experienced. That's the whole physical manifestation. It's the whole process. So I've created this beautiful book. It's called Illuminate From Within. And you read it. There's assignments in there. There's spaces to journal. There's things to do. There's ways that you can connect with people. You can just go and totally immerse and play. It's a whole energy field. Go and play in that energy. And, you know, I believe that it's something that you can use to really start to explore and look at your own visibility and how you want to show up in this world, how you want to present yourself in this world using your beautiful gifts.
Well, thank you for using your beautiful gifts with me today, which are your spiritual, badass, highly visible, influential, illuminated leaders, your sassiness, your humor, your F-bombs all over the place. Thank you for being here always. And I just want to say this. I know, because I've done this so many times, that when conversations like this are created, there's the input that you shared, and then there's the input that I shared, and then there's something that gets created here in the middle. That's the beauty of women coming together. The beauty of women even just speaking And even just speaking is really doesn't do that term any justice, because it's in the speaking that things get created. Mm-hmm. I can see this vision of the age of Aquarius, divine feminine leaders really transforming the planet. I mean, I've been saying this for so long, women will transform the planet. Mm-hmm. And I really do believe it's in this kind of leadership.
Oh,
so
yes.
Thank you for coming through today. Thank you for having this sacred as fuck conversation, which is exactly what it is, and being all of you on the Sacred as Fuck podcast.
You are very welcome. And I love you. I love what you're creating. It's been so much fun hanging out with you. And whoever is listening to this, I feel your energy. It's just been really cool hanging out. Thank you so much. I love you so much.
I love you too.
You wouldn't even know it.
I love you too. And this is how women lead. We lead with love.
We do.
So to find out about her and find all her social media handles, you can get the show description and or it will be on the website. So thank you so much. Thank you, Abby, for being here. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, my lovelies. Thanks so much for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a rating and a review. Come find me on social or on my website, kristinlina.com. And remember, all of who you are is sacred as fuck. All the good parts and the shitty parts, all of you, the whole picture, the whole complete package is sacred. And remember, follow the good feelings, because what you seek is seeking you, and it's sacred as fuck. See you next time.